Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Thursday morning, just a little after 9:35 in the morning. If you were missed some of earlier this first half of the hour where we had Fort Riley Colonel John Lawrence on, talked a lot about Victory Fest, Victory Week, all sorts of stuff. You'll be able to catch that later online on the on-demand tab on our website, newsradiokman.com, so you can catch up or whatever you miss. And again, thank Colonel Lawrence for coming on. It's always a pleasure to have those guys in studio. I am now here with Manhattan Catholic Schools Administrator Scott Holzhoff and Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, school's starting.
It is.
It's going to be, it's been a very short summer. It's going to be starting. Parents are very happy. Teachers and students maybe could each use a little bit, maybe two more weeks of summer, I think. But parents are ready for kids to come back to school. So we're going to be ready.
And when is the first day of school for you guys?
Manhattan Catholic School starts the 16th, so next Wednesday for half a day. And we have our picnic for all of our MCS families Sunday night, 6 to 8, in the elementary gym. So that's kicking off the year.
Yep, and we start on the 16th as well at Flint Hills Christian School. And we have our back-to-school picnic actually Tuesday night of next week, and all of our families will be coming in. And actually tonight we have our new family orientation time, so we'll have new families that are new to the school coming in and getting a little bit of information that they need to know that hopefully our returning families are already aware of.
Have any questions or comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350. I can tell this is a fun group, so get those questions in. I'm sure they'll be happy to answer them. Looking at the school year, what's new this school year for both of your schools, maybe compared to years past?
Well, at Manhattan Catholic Schools, we went through about a $1.5 million construction program this summer. BHS is finishing up their work, and we've had NCS dropping technology, implementation of new technology at the school. So we're coming back with HVAC in our elementary rooms. We have new ceilings and new LED lightings in the classrooms and the hallways, and we tore up all the flooring and replaced it with new flooring. And the junior high building, we put in all new windows and new ceilings and flooring over there. So we're coming back with a whole new look. And I just want to mention that if anybody wants to come and view our new buildings, we will have an open house on Saturday, August 26th, at 5:30 to 7:30, and Sunday, August 27th, from 8:45 a.m. to noon. So we have 2 days on a weekend at the end of the month to come and view our new buildings. If you're interested in enrolling in Manhattan Catholic School or just want to see what our money's gone to, you can come on out and look.
And where do you find you guys?
We're at 306 South Juliet, right across from Seven Dollars Church.
All right. And Tim, for you guys.
We've not spent near the money that Scott has this summer, I don't think. But but we've been upgrading our IT program. Well, we've got a couple of grants, one from Staples for about $3,500 and one from Walmart for $1,000. And so we've been using that, plus we've got a technology fee that we've instituted for this year. And so it's been a time of working on upgrading our IT infrastructure primarily so that we have access around the building as we add more iPads, more laptops, things of that sort. We just needed to upgrade that. Adding in new lockers for the high school, got rid of the old ones, so the kids can actually get a backpack into their locker this year, at least if they get here on time. They're still on order. So we've been doing a lot of things like that. We've got, as we said, we've got new families coming in tonight because every year we have new families, new kids that will be a part of the school. We've got three new staff members. We're excited about them. Look, we've got some very good people that have come in. And so, for us, it's just been normal maintenance and upkeep for the summer, plus a few additional things, and just preparing for the school year.
You talked about those lockers. Just our backpacks just getting bigger? Is that kind of the issue?
Our lockers were always pretty small to begin with. But, backpacks are getting bigger. Books are getting bigger, heavier. And we're trying to go more to e-textbooks where we can, especially so the kids can have a classroom set and have things they can access at home as well. So, save their backs a little bit.
New school year always brings that sense of newness, really, and just kind of fresh starts. Scott, from Manhattan Catholic Schools, what are some of your big goals for this fall and this school year that you'd like to see the school achieve?
Well, as always, we're here for our faith, and so we want to emphasize the spirituality of our faith to our students, and that's our focus, and that's our main goal. However, we want to make sure that our kids are getting the best education as possible, and we have some changes to do that. We have a new religion series. We're using Blessed Are We. So we're training the teachers on the new program. We've used it in the past, but it's an update. But it's going to emphasize more spirituality and then more giving to the service to the community. So that's the main focus. Academically, we just got a new reading series last year for K-2, this year for 3-5. So our focus will be on the reading program. We implemented a new math series two years ago, we're still working on that. We are changing over to online ITBS testing, so that will be new. We are moving from MAP testing to FastBridge Learning. It's another testing platform. We want to identify kids early that are in need or need enrichment as well. So those are two new programs that we're using. Our teachers are going through a multi-tier system of support Monday. So we're implementing MTSS this year, and that's to identify kids that struggle and get them the help earlier in the years needed. All this will be online stuff so we can attack any problems earlier rather than later. So our focus is spirituality and academics.
And Tim?
We're much the same. You know, it's a faith-based school. You know, the faith aspect of it is very important to us, wanting to see our kids grow spiritually, you know, and through that, developing good character, being good citizens within the community. Our kids are also involved in a lot of community service in a variety of different ways, and that we see that as being a significant aspect of our program. But we are also very strong academically. You know, every year our kids, juniors, seniors, taking the ACT test, they score some of the highest scores in the region. Typically, our average ACT composite scores are the highest around. So we try to focus on that. You know, we're a school. We're not a church. But the faith-based aspect of supporting parents and what their values are, and being good citizens is something that is extremely important to us. Our academics have always been strong, and we expect those to continue. We've just got, you know, very good kids, and the parents are very focused on education, and that really helps.
And how's enrollment numbers looking for you guys for this fall semester?
We're okay. We may be down a little bit. My experience is we're not having the military families come in this year that we've had in the past. We lost a lot of families that were transferred out, but it doesn't seem like as many have been transferred in. So that's impacted us a little bit. Otherwise, we've got a number of families that are a little bit later than usual with enrolling, so we're still dealing with that. And if people are out there still thinking about it, we do still have openings.
And Scott?
Yeah, we're about the same as we were last year. I think we might be 5 down from where we were. Our preschool is almost full, so that's a good sign that we're getting a younger age. I think we have two preschool spots available. We have a 5-day, 4-year-old program available in the afternoon. We can enroll at any time, and if you want to come to the open house and look at our facilities and talk to the teachers, that'd be awesome. I know that they're putting 28-30 kids in kindergartens in town is what I heard, and they had to open up new kindergarten. But if you are serious about your children's future and being able to give them a school that keeps Christ in their daily lives, please check us out, because we do supply that. It's a fantastic program that we have. If you look at our scores, nobody in town can compete with our scores, and we can teach religion and keep Christ in the daily lives of our kids, and it has a great impact to their future.
Let's go ahead and go to another break, probably our last break of this edition of In Focus. We'll come back more with Scott Holsoff and Tim McDonald on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.